But right now, Gordo.
Thank you so much, Craig. Okay, I've been giggling about this guy for at least a few days, probably a week. George actually turned me on to this guy. He's a genius who walks among us. His facility with comforting words is unparalleled. Giorgio and I used to imitate him all the time. And we get the quotes a little bit wrong, but he is a hidden gem in this world. Do you have any guesses as to who I'm about to turn our focus towards?
I have one guess.
Okay.
Is it the pilot from Grizzly Man?
How the hell did you get that?
Oh, wow. That's,
it is.
I was at a loss.
How did you get that? Have I been talking about him or mumbling about him recently?
You and I were laughing about it as we left the bunker yesterday.
Okay, all right.
That's what we were talking about and laughing.
You off a little
yeah. And I was laughing at him all day, too.
So I spent, I've spent the past few days on him, but yesterday I probably spent 2 hours. Examining this guy's audio. He's only responsible for, I think, 2.5 minutes of footage in the Grizzly Man documentary. And for those not familiar with the story of the Grizzly Man, it was this guy named Timothy Treadwell, and he was kind of a crazy dude from Malibu who would go up into Alaska every year and would live with grizzly bears. And he would film his interactions with grizzly bears. Well, things took a bad turn after he had done this for about 12 years. And grizzly bear ate Timothy Treadwell and his and his girlfriend at the time. And Werner Herzog, or whatever that guy's name is.
Klemperer,
whatever his name is, the famous documentarian. He's so very famous, we know his name by heart. He did a documentary on this guy. And we all watched. The Ticket was obsessed with a documentary. It was kind of like Tiger King before there was Tiger King. And we watched it, and Giorgio, you were the first one who I really felt put his focus on this helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
And you would imitate the helicopter pilot because of his absolute horrible bedside manner in talking about the death of two people.
Yeah, you would think he would be pretty traumatized by taking them there. They get murdered.
Yeah,
and then by the
bears, this guy shows up afterwards with the fish and game of officers, and he's talking about it. And the way you and I had it was, he was saying, you know, I mean, I don't know, he got killed. I don't feel bad about it. I mean, I guess I feel kind of bad about that girl.
Yeah,
and that's the way we had him score,
right? And that he was not impressed with his communication with the grizzlies.
He
dismissed that,
right? And so here's the 2.5 minutes that appeared on Grizzly Man. And the pilot's name is Sam Egli. He's currently 68 years of age. He was 51 when he went up there and found the bear that had killed Timothy Treadwell. So let's take a listen at the great Sam Egli.
I'm Sam Egli. I was called out as a helicopter pilot to assist on the cleanup after the Treadwell tragedy of last winter. I was in there the morning the fish and game officers were there examining the bear that had done the killing. The bear was all cut open. It was full of people. It was full of clothing. We hauled away 4 garbage bags of people out of that bear. Treadwell was, I think, meaning well, trying to do things to help the resource of the bears. But to me, he was acting like he was working with people wearing bear costumes out there instead of wild animals. Those bears are big and ferocious, and they come equipped to kill you and eat you. And that's just what Treadwell was asking for. He got what he was asking for. He got what he deserved, in my opinion. The tragedy of it was taking the girl with him. I think the only reason that Treadwell lasted as long in the game as he did was that the bears probably thought there was something wrong with him, like he was mentally retarded or something. that bear, I think that day, decided that he had either had enough of Tim Treadwell or that something clicked in that bear's head that he thought, hey, you know, he might be good to eat. My opinion, I think Treadwell thought these bears were big, scary-looking, harmless creatures that he could go up and pet and sing to, and they would bond as children of the universe or some odd. I think he had lost sight of what was really going on.
So that was that's Sam Egli.
My God, it's so much better than I remember.
The helicopter pilot who had such a soft touch with words.
Yeah. He was not that impressed with his work, Grizzly Man's work.
You got to see that. Of course, Grizzly Man, for those who hadn't seen the documentary, I mean, Timothy Treadwell was this kind of high-pitched, you know, real high, Mr. Goober.
Hey,
you know,
Mr. Chocolate.
It's Mr. Chocolate. It's a bear. And so he would go out and talk to these bears and everything. So he's a real cartoon character anyway. Timothy Treadwell was a real cartoon character. And then you have this pilot who's like this 51-year-old guy just standing in front of his helicopter with his hands in his pockets with these big aviator sunglasses on, looking real unemotional.
Unimpressed with any of the
talking about this guy. There's so many great moments in that. So now that you guys have heard the audio, I've prepared a little quiz for you to see how well you know the incident and pilot Sam Egli. Are you ready?
And by the way, over the years, we've gotten a big kick out of the bears convincing each other, look, he's not right in the head.
Just be nice to him.
He may slap you in the snout, but just take it. He's not. And then finally, that one bear had enough.
Just snapped. Okay. All right. So here you go.
That's my favorite part, I think, is the bear waking up one morning saying, you know what? I've had enough of that Timothy Treadwell.
I've about had enough of this guy.
The bear decided he'd had enough of it.
Okay, here's question number one. In chopper pilot Sam Egli's opinion, Timothy Treadwell, A, sadly lost his life, B, had so much more to give, or C, got what he deserved.
See.
In his assessment of Treadwell's behavior, pilot Sam Egli felt Treadwell was acting A, brave but slightly foolish in a wilderness setting, B, inquisitive but slightly intrusive in the field, or C, like he was working with people wearing bear costumes out there.
That always got me, too. I mean, he's just acting like he's around people in bear costumes.
Out there.
Again, C is the answer.
And it's a great way to describe it. You watch some of those clips. It's amazing how he was, like, just hanging out with bears. And sometimes
he got away with it for a long time.
You stop growling at me.
Goober nuts. You stop that now. Okay, according to Sam Egli, the reason that Timothy Treadwell lasted as long in the game as he did was A, because his training, albeit informal, was extensive, B, because his dedication to the species had engendered a certain level of familiarity, or C, because the bears thought he was mentally retarded.
C. Amazing.
Again, C, and again, the bears did not think that.
Oh, and it played at the end, too.
That?
Yeah.
And it played at the end, too, where maybe as a viewer, you're thinking, yeah, he really did have a special ability, but all of that was just totally dismissed. No.
Yeah.
The bears just thought
bears
he was.
Took him apart limb from limb. Because he was. Okay, according to noted bush pilot Sam Egli, the only real tragedy of the incident was A, the bear research community lost a dedicated son. B, hunting pressure on grizzlies will increase beyond proper levels of game control. Or C, the tragedy of it was taking that girl with him.
That girl.
Okay, give us some Jeopardy music here, Cray-Tray.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me see if I got this one right. Okay, the morning that he arrived there, Sam Egli and the fish and game officers were A, carrying out the duties of their office with faithfulness, B, shaking their heads and murmuring with restrained grief, or C, examining the bear that had done the killing.
That had done the killing.
According to the pilot, Sam Egli, during the ursine examination, the bear was A, of stout build, B, a nearly 1,000-pound mature male, or C, all cut open. All cut open. Got there and the bear is all cut open.
I know
all cut open.
I know you're getting to it, but I loved what he identified inside.
Oh, okay. Which of the following sentences can be found in rescue pilot Sam Egli's informal necropsy report? A, quote, the stomach contents of the bear were consistent with possible consumption of human remains. B, quote, the upper GI tract contained elements indicating recent ingestion of human flesh. Or C, it was full of people.
That was one of my favorite lines.
It was full of people.
Full of people? God, it's so
That's
funny.
His official report.
Oh. C is the answer.
C on it that was one? Full, okay. Yeah, so we'll far, see. You're doing really well. Yeah. As we got our Jeopardy theme going here, Cray Trey. Thank you.
Cut open a bear and it was full of people.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. According to the professional pilot and amateur bear psychologist Sam Egli, on the morning of Treadwell's death, the bear decided, A, he needed to put on a bit more weight before hibernation, B, he felt threatened by an unknown species, in this case human, or C, he had had enough of Tim Treadwell.
Yeah.
That's the one that's always gotten us.
Well, he shortened it to Tim.
Tim, because the bear knew him really well.
Decided he had had about enough of Tim Treadwell.
That day, whatever he did, that was the last straw.
That was it. In Egli's extensive research into the enigmatic life of Tim Treadwell, he discovered that Treadwell's primary intention in dealing with the bears over 12 years was to, A, uncover oft misunderstood concepts surrounding bear mating activity, mm-hmm. B, contribute to the growing body of bear research, or C, bond as children of the universe or some odd.
Children talk so much like my dad.
Or some odd.
Bond as children of the universe or some odd. And then finally here, among Sam Egli's final words in summation of the tragic incidents of October of 2003, he said the following of himself and the Fish and Game officers, quote, we, A, wish we could have done more to prevent this needless tragedy, B, spent hours reconstructing the scene, or C, hauled away four garbage bags of people.
Again, people. C is the answer.
Golly, Sam. Oh,
God, and you tweeted a picture of him, and it's just so perfect.
I don't know why that guy just cracked me up so much.
Still with us, you think?
Yeah, 68,
yeah, he owns Egli Air Haul is the name of his helicopter company.
I love him.
And he still is out there, still is working. And, boy, you don't want him doing your eulogy, do you?
No.
Hauled away four garbage bags full of people. That's the way he described retrieving the remains of the beloved Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend Anne. Oh, he just described them as four garbage bags full of people.
And all these years later, we're still not over it.
No, we aren't. As a matter of fact, look at this. See here, right here? I typed out word for word his statement that he gave in that 2.5 minutes, and I memorized it and framed it, and I'm going to put it on my wall.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's the most genius statement. This and the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, my gosh.
And the I Have a Dream speech. Three greatest things ever written.
All right, that was awesome.